Start building allies. See, allies are the key to unlocking success and achieving your goals. Today, I'm going to unpack the art of building and nurturing your network. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. This is Jim Riviello, and I want to welcome you to the Getting Results podcast. I'm so excited to have you here, so let's get started. Results matter. In fact, we're paid to get results. So the big question is this. How do business leaders like us, who really want to do the right thing and make a difference, how do they get results? How do they effectively lead others in the face of adversity? And how do they find the strength and courage to role model the behavior they want to see in others? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jim Riviello, and welcome to Getting Results. I talk about building allies a lot. Why? Because it's important. I don't care how good you are. You need a strong set of allies who provide support, encouragement, and perspective. Allies will expedite your ability to get things done, while enemies will make that journey extremely difficult. Whether I'm coaching someone, leading a leadership workshop, or talking to my kids around the dinner table, the conversation around building allies is not complicated. Let me simplify this for you. Here's how you can build and nurture your network. First, offer value. Start by offering value without expecting anything in return. Be generous with your time, your expertise, and your resources. Show others that you're willing to go above and beyond to help them succeed. Be a connector. Having a strong network starts with you. Be a connector and introduce people to other people who can help them achieve their goals. See, I pride myself in connecting like-minded souls. Meaningful connections brings value to those in my network. Trust me, you will build strong allies when you connect others in your network. Build on the input of others. Stop fighting everybody. See, that requires way too much energy. When discussing sensitive topics, don't be the first to speak. Instead, listen more and truly try to hear what others are trying to say. Build upon what someone else says, even if you're not 100% bought in. How do you do that? It's easier than you think. You could say something like, hey, that's interesting. The point you made about fill in the blank is now making me think differently. What if we did X, Y, and Z? See, when you reframe your thoughts to include the ideas of others, you let them know that you heard their point of view and you can arrive at a combined solution a lot faster. Show appreciation. A little gratitude goes a long way. Take the time to acknowledge and appreciate the contributions of others. This could be a simple thank you, a handwritten note, or a shout out in a team meeting. It shows and builds goodwills, which strengthens relationships. Be a team player. I believe that collaboration trumps competition. When you show that you're invested in the success of others on your team, others are going to be more inclined to support you in return. One of my favorites, your handshake is your signature. Your word is your bond. This is important to me. I can't tell you how many times I've told my kids this. See, in my mind, your handshake is your signature. Stay true to your word. Be a person of integrity. Follow through on your commitments and deliver on your promises. When others know they can trust you, they're going to be more likely to stand by you when things get tough. Celebrate wins together. Success is a hell of a lot sweeter when shared. Celebrate wins, big and small, right? Whether it's a team milestone, a project completion, or a personal achievement, take the time to acknowledge the contributions others have made and celebrate victories. Catch people doing something right. It's infectious, and others will quickly reciprocate. Allies grow stronger when you celebrate together. I just gave you 7 simple things that you can implement right away. This isn't difficult stuff. In fact, one could say it's common sense. But I always say common sense is not always common practice. If you want to grow your network of allies, I invite you to join our community. The fastest way to expedite results is to surround yourself with like-minded souls who share similar leadership challenges. We're a community-driven hub for business leaders just like you who want to develop your brand, increase their influence, and accelerate their impact. If that's you, I encourage you to join us. It's extremely affordable and risk-free. I included a link in the description if you're interested. Remember this, you're just one idea away. We'll talk to you soon. If you want to get out of the weeds, you need to do more than just hire the right people. You need to get the right people to do the right things. The truth is this, leaders are only as good as the team they surround themselves with. I invite you to join Leadership X University and get access to a thriving community of like-minded business leaders just like yourself. The entire community is designed to be one big support group for leaders who want to get out of the weeds and get their teams to step up. Go to growchampion.com or follow the link in the description to learn more. In the meantime, do me a favor and share this with others in whatever way serves you best. Enjoy your week, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.